2. Just go look at some things in the Word of God here tonight. Be mindful of the Holy Spirit. As it was yesterday, same today. If you want to expect me to be mindful of the Holy Spirit, I'm going to expect you also to be mindful of the Holy Spirit. Let's listen in the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to preach in the power of the Holy Spirit. And we're going to react in the power of the Holy Spirit. And I think we'll be pleasing unto God. Are you Ephesians chapter number 2? Say amen.
Amen.
Boy, we're going to scare the devil with that. Are you there or not?
Amen.
And the Bible reads in chapter number 2, verse number 1, "And you hath he quickened."
Amen.
"Who were dead in trespasses and sins." Wherein times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversations in times past, in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh, and in the mind. And we're by nature children of wrath, even as others. Boy, that don't paint a good picture of us, does it? We thought we was somebody. Boy, I kind of like this verse 4. I always love when there's a but in there. Amen. Boy, it paints a pretty bad picture of us. In verse number 2 and 3, it don't look good for us, folks. I'm telling you. Can I say it the way it should say? We're wicked as hell. When you come to verse 4 and you got a three-letter conjunction right there, I sure love those conjunctions. Because everything changes on the other side of it. But God. But we can just shout for now on, but God, who is rich in His mercy, for His great love wherein He has loved us. When I was wicked as hell, He loved me. When you was wicked as hell, I don't need to say was, is. We still are. I'm just a saved sinner. If I take my eyes off Jesus, I could go right back here to where the verses say we was. Even when we were dead in sins, had quickened us. Boy, I like that word quicken. Quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. Our Heavenly Father, we sure do love you. We thank you, Lord. We need you here tonight, Lord. I can't do a thing. I can't do a thing unless you're going to do it. Lord, the folks can't hear unless you allow us to. Lord, we ask you to save that one as close as hell. You bring that one as far off back into the fold. Lord, it's time that we quit playing church. Get busy. Lord, I love you. I thank you. I ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I love these verses of Scripture right here. And you hath he quickened. The word quickened right there means brought back to life. We was dead in our sins. We was dead in our trespasses. But He brought us back to life. Glad I'm not a dead Baptist right now. Amen. Although we act like we're dead. Sometimes we look like we're dead. Sometimes we even smell dead. But praise God, I'm alive in Jesus Christ. I don't want to be dead no more. I hung out with the dead crowd, said the dead things, told the dead jokes, but I'm glad I'm alive in Christ now.
Amen.
You know, We're looking at springtime, and I brought this up here a couple of weeks ago. All winter long, the trees lay dormant, the grass, the flowers. Everything just lays dormant. My honeybees, you think they're dead because there's no movement around them. But come spring, something happens. Well, when the days start to get a little longer and the sun starts to shine a little bit more, the presence of the sun brings things back. Well, I'm going to tell you, the presence of the S-O-N will bring some things back to life. I ain't satisfied with a dead church.
No.
You shouldn't be satisfied with a dead church.
Right.
When we got a living Bible, we got a living Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We're alive in Christ. We should be alive ourselves. Amen. He has quickened us. Brought us back to life.
Yes.
I shouldn't talk dead no more, right?
Right.
You shouldn't hear dead no more, right? I took the word quickened. I wrote it down on my paper. I don't know if anybody heard an evangelist years ago named C.L. Roach. Has anybody heard of C.L. Roach? Well, I love C.L. I just had gotten saved. Just called to preach, and I was so hungry for the things of God, and I drove the church van when I was at Pike's Branch Baptist Church, and I shined the van up, and they said, "Go get C.L. Roach. He's coming into Roanoke." And boy, what a treat for me.
Yeah.
I'd sit there and wait for him to come off. Little old tiny frail man. Had to be 130 then. He just looked like an old fella come off that airplane. And he'd get on the church van, and I had the church college from Roanoke to back to Beckley. I asked him question after question. I say, "Brother C.L., how you come up with messages?" And he said, "The easiest way, let me tell you a little secret. If you young preachers are going to preach, this will help you along the way. To use acrostics. Take a word out of the Bible, write it down the side of your page, and let the Holy Spirit fill you with what those letters mean, and just wear it out." Amen. That's what we're going to do tonight. Amen. We're going to look at the word quicken. I like quicken because it means something alive. Amen.
Yeah.
I look at the letter Q, and boy, what word could come out with the letter Q? I use the word quenched. I looked up quenched in the Bible. It's 17 times in the Bible.
Yeah.
16 times of that refers to the fires of hell.
Wow. Right. Think about that.
If I was brought to life, do you realize what happened? The Lord quenched the fiery flames of hell that was wrapped around me. Can I tell you how that happened? You remember when Jesus got up, his best friend Lazarus had died, and he said, "Roll the stone away," and he said, "Lazarus, come forth." And he that was dead was quickened and came alive. I like what Jesus said, "Loose him and let him go." I remember the day I got saved in the head of a holler called Horse Creek. I can't get cell service and can't get a newspaper, but Jesus showed up. And the devil wrestled me down, but I'm telling you, I have victory in Jesus.
Amen.
When I got down on my knees, the first time I ever stood, I was on my knees. Amen.
Think about that.
Lord, save me. I'm a wicked sinner. It should be in hell, Lord. Save my soul. And it's almost like you can hear coming out of heaven down into the portals of hell telling Satan, "Loose him. Let him go. He's quickened today. He's alive today." Amen. I'm glad I'm quickened. My friend, if you're lost today, you're still dead. Dead in your trespasses. Dead in your sins. Hell's got a hold of you. The fires of hell are not quenched on you.
Right.
I'm glad my fires of hell was quenched that day when He loosed me and let Him go. I'll never feel the flames of hell. I'll never know what brimstone is filled like. Hey, I'm free today. I'm free because I'm alive. I'm quickened today. Goodness gracious, that's just the first letter. If you like writing titles down, you can just put this title on. Thank God I'm quickened. I look at that letter U. But there's only one word can go there to fit that U. Uttermost.
Yeah.
I was saved from the guttermost to the uttermost. You can't get no more saved than what I am now. Hey, if you're saved today, you can't get no more saved.
Amen.
I'm saved to the uttermost. It's like I already got my mansion in heaven, my name on my mailbox. I said that one time. I got a mailbox in heaven. I had this guy come up to me. He said, "There ain't no mailboxes in heaven." I said, "Have you ever been there?" What's the first thing you do? You get away from mom and dad and go get your own place for the first time. What's the first thing you do? You go get you a mailbox. It shows a place of residence. I have a place of residence. I'm going to tell you, I can't help the fact that He got a Holy Ghost postcode there and set a mailbox on that street of gold and got my name on it. Amen. I'm not going to get no bills. I'm not going to get no light bill, no water bill. But I'm going to get letters saying, "Shouting party, 6 million years of my house. Come on over." When I got saved, it's like I'm already there. Amen. I'm as colorblind as can be. Becky dresses me, so it's her fault. They talk about the northern lights that was shining here just a few days ago. Becky come in with her phone. "Boy, look at this. How pretty it is." I said, "All I see is stripes. I don't see no collars there. Well, you're out of your mind. There ain't nothing there. Can't see collars whatsoever." First time I took a DOT test when it come around, and they come out with this wad of wires and they said, "All right, pick out this collar here. What color is this?" I give them a collar and, "What color is this?" And I give them a collar. They said, "Buddy, you can't drive a rig. You're colorblind." They had a call down to Charleston, down there to ask, down there at DOT, down there says, "We got a guy that's colorblind. He can't see collars. What are we going to do with him?" I said, "Ask him what he sees when he sees a red light." I said, white, green. He said, "Let him go. As long as he knows when to stop and when to go, let him roll." Amen. Hey, I'm colorblind, but can you imagine? I have a place. I'm saved to the uttermost. When I walk in that city,
yeah.
I'm going to see color for the first time.
Yeah. Thank you, Pastor.
They tell me there ain't no sun in heaven. Just the glory of God is going to shine throughout that city. I don't know what a jasper looks like. But I know this. If you hold a diamond up to the light and a prism will shine through the wall and they say there's beautiful colors. I don't know what the glory of God is going to be bright. And it's going to hit that wall of jasper and there's going to be some colors.
Yeah.
That I'm going to see in heaven.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go next to the throne, and the Bible says there's a rainbow all the way around the throne of God, and I'm going to be able to point out it's one of them colors on that rainbow. And the first time in my life, I'm going to say, "Boy, that's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm quickened here today.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm saved to the uttermost.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm glad I've got a saved, sealed, and sanctified waiting for a soon coming Savior.
Yeah.
I'm glad I ain't got to worry about it no more. Yeah. To the uttermost I'm going one day.
Yeah.
I've showed you all this before. I'll show you again. My Bible says, it's come from old Mace Jackson. How many of y'all knows Mace Jackson? Never listen to Mace Jackson. Love Mace Jackson.
Yeah.
Truck driving special. You ever hear that program he got? Every once in a while, he said, I'm safe. I'm heaven bound with a hammer down.
Yeah.
I got that on my Bible. I'm heaven bound with a hammer down. I'm saved to the uttermost. The devil can't change it. The devil wants to convince me I ain't saved. But I'd like to go back and show him over here in Ephesians chapter 2. I was quickened one day. I was brought to life one day.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm glad the fires of hell was quenched from me.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm saved to the uttermost.
Yeah.
Man, oh man. I looked at that letter I. One word came to my mind. Imagine. That beautiful song, I can only imagine.
Yeah.
I can only imagine what's in heaven. I can only imagine what I'm going to hear and what I'm going to see. Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 says, but it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither is it entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them to love Him. Can I tell you, it don't enter into this warped mind of mine what heaven's going to be like, what I'm going to hear, what I'm going to see. I can read in the Bible and I can get in my mind a picture, but the Bible says, that ain't even close what it's going to be like.
Yeah, that's true.
I can only imagine what heaven's going to be like.
Yeah.
I can only imagine what the glory of God's going to be like. I can only imagine what a gate of pearl looked like.
Yeah.
What a street of gold looked like.
Yeah.
What a wall of jasper looks like. I can only imagine what the holes in my Savior look like.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can only imagine what it's going to sound like when Jesus looks at us and says, well done, my faithful servant.
Yeah.
I can only imagine. Boy, I'm going to tell you, I believe that goes to the hell side too.
Yeah.
We can only imagine what the torment and suffering is going to be like in hell. My friend, if you're not quickened here tonight, you're going to know exactly what hell's all about. You're going to feel the fire and your flesh will never burn. You're going to feel the torture and the pain. Can I tell you like this? Have you ever known anybody that was an addict?
Yes.
How their body craves for that drug in their body. They'll steal from mommy. They'll steal for daddy. They'll steal from everybody they can to get that into their body to satisfy that craving. Could you imagine in hell that craving still there and they can't do a thing about it? And boy, they're willing to scratch their eyes out for drugs down here. Could you imagine what it's going to be like in hell? But he don't stand here and walk out those doors with a hope so, might so, maybe so religion. You better know you're saved.
Yes, amen.
Well, there ain't no way I know I'm going to save till I get to heaven and He's going to weigh my good with my bad. And if my good outweighs mine, you're already in hell. Amen. If you don't know, my Bible says I write these things that you may know that you have eternal life.
Yes,
I'm not saved because I say I'm saved. I'm saved because the Holy Spirit bears witness with me that I am a child of God.
Amen. Amen.
There's a tattletale thing you can use on that too. Go in there and slap your brother real hard. Do you feel bad about that? Are you chastened about that? The Bible says if you're not chastened, you're a bastard and not a son.
Right.
Amen? You're going to be corrected when you do wrong.
Yeah,
you say something wrong. You do something wrong. You look at something wrong. You hear something wrong. The Holy Spirit's going to grieve you inside. That's a tattletale that you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Good.
I can only imagine. I looked at that letter C. The word care came to my mind. I went over to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. The Bible says, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Can I tell you? I can tell you I care for you. That don't mean much. Preacher can say he cares for you. That don't mean a whole lot. You can tell me you care about me. There ain't a whole lot of weight with it. But I'm going to tell you, when the Lord Jesus Christ looks down out of the portals of glory, He says, I care for you. That means something, amen. That's got a little bit of bite to it. That He was willing to die for my sins. Pay that awful price of mine just for me. He cares about me.
Amen.
He worries about a sparrow falling out of the nest. He worries about you, amen. I'm glad I've got a God that cares for me.
Amen.
Man, oh man.
Yeah, good.
I remember, I told church this the other day. I don't know how I got in this predicament, but I got there. I'm good about getting predicaments.
Yeah.
Beckley College was uptown, and they was doing religious studies in a class up there. And there was a Muslim doing a religious study. And he had to pick a denomination or a religion that he's not involved with. So he picked Christianity. They called me up and said, would you meet with this guy? You can meet him at our house. He wants to ask you some questions. I said, what's the deal here? He's a Muslim. I said, oh, yes, sir. I'll be glad to meet with him.
Yeah.
I took my King James Bible. He had his Quran. He's asking me questions, and I'm asking him questions, and we're going down the pike, asking back and forth, back and forth. And I said, do you have to die for your God? He said, it's a privilege. I get to give my life and lay my life down for my God. I said, that's our difference, our big difference right there. You have to lay your life down for your God. My God laid His life down for me. Hey, I'm glad I got a God that cares for me. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Can you imagine the one that spoke everything in existence, holds it all in the palm of His hand, cares for you.
Yes, amen. Amen.
I mean, at one time, He told the Son, you stay still and don't you dare move. And it stayed right there in the spot.
That's right.
He didn't dare move. You know that they have some college professors, and they took the Bible and they started calculating all through the history of time, and when the earth was created, and we're basing everything up around 6,000 years, and they say the Sun's in the wrong spot. From the rotations and all the calculations, it's out. So the preacher that was discussing with him, he went back to the scriptures and showed him when God stood the sun still for a whole day.
Yeah.
They calculated that in, and they kind of backed up and they started whispering between one another. Said, man, it's right where it needs to be. That God cares for me.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
When I'm in deep depression, and I'm going to tell you, depression's real.
Yes, it is.
You ain't never had depression. All you say is just get over it. What you got to be depressed about? That God cares about me.
Amen.
When your children has got you wrung plumb out and you done worried yourself sick over your kids, my God cares for you.
Amen.
Cares for them.
Yeah.
Cares for our churches.
Yeah. Amen.
Cares for crazy preachers like Mark.
Yeah.
See, I'm gaining ground on Mark. Somebody brought me a marble today.
Yeah.
I'm adding to my marbles. I ain't lost all my marbles. I still got one right here with me. Let me back up because you done forgot what we done preached on. Q is for the fires that are quenched in our life.
Yeah.
You is for the uttermost. I'm saved from the guttermost to the uttermost. I for imagine, just imagine the glories that we're going to see in heaven. I know when a loved one dies and your heart is broken too, but if they're saved, boy, I'm going to tell you, just imagine what they're seeing right now. Imagine what they're hearing right now.
Amen.
That C is for care. I'm glad my God cares for me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I looked at that letter K. I tell you how to go over to 2 Timothy for this one. Chapter number 1, verse number 12. But I'm going to go up a little bit more. I'm going to start at verse number 10. I'm going to go up to verse number 9 because I tell you it's all good. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling. Not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began.
Amen.
Is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
Yeah.
Whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles.
Yeah.
For this cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. Hey, let me ask you, do you know who the Lord Jesus Christ is? Do you know about salvation? Are you saved today? I know I'm saved today. You know, over in Psalms 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." One of the greatest blessings that I know. I don't know a whole lot. Mark can testify. I don't know a whole lot. But I know who God is.
Amen.
I know who God is. Thank God I know who He is. I know who Jesus is. I know about the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank God I know who He is and what He can do. When I lay down on the pillow at night and my heart will quit beating, I quit taking air in my lungs, I know I'm going to be in the presence of Almighty God. Hey, I know I'm going to heaven.
Amen.
This is just in my quickened. You might have your own quickened. This is what I got in my quickened right here. I looked at that letter E and quickened, and I'm going to tell you, the word came up enriched.
Yeah, that's good.
1 Corinthians 1:5, in everything we are enriched by Him. Can I put it in holler terms, hillbilly talk, hick and knees? I'm blessed, amen. I'm blessed.
Amen.
I'm so blessed I can't stand myself a lot of times.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know what? The checkbook might get a little slim sometimes, but I'm still blessed.
Yeah.
I can get so sick sometimes I say God done forgot all about me, but I'm still blessed.
Yeah.
When nobody else loves me, I got Becky. She'll love me. I'm blessed. Why in the world would God call some crazy person like me to pastor a church? I don't know, but I'm blessed.
Amen.
Man, I'm telling you, we're enriched.
Yes, sir.
We don't deserve salvation. We don't earn salvation. It's a gift of God.
Amen.
I'm that blessed.
Yes, amen.
No, my lands. I look at this letter N, and boy, I just about had a run spell. We got any runners in the church? Just go ahead and take off. Cheryl will go for you. Cheryl will go for me. Look at that letter N. My name is written down.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Yes, amen.
I've got my name written down in some shameful places on this earth.
Yeah.
That if you ever seen where they was wrote down, I would run out the door, stick my whole head in a hole somewhere, and never come out. But I'm glad my name is written down in heaven. I'm glad my name is written down, amen. Not only of that, I'm glad He knows my name.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Brother Rick, you probably don't. I don't know if you remember or not. I always go try to find Rick. He's just a blessing. He's always behind the scene. He's not on the forefront. He's doing what needs to be done. Remember, we had that tent meeting over on the airport over there. I go looking for Rick. You're sitting on the bus with a little boy. What's that boy's name? You remember? You probably don't remember, do you? I went up there and I jumped on the bus and shook Rick's hand, told him I loved him. He said, "This is so-and-so. He just got saved the other day." I shook his head. I said, "You watch this man. You keep your eye on him." And I just left. Gosh, I wish I remember his name. Let's just call him Mike for today. Next day, I went up there. We up there to the camp meeting. And I run. I find Rick. He's on the bus with that boy again. And I jumped up there. I said, "What are you doing, Mike? You watching this guy right here?" And I'm talking to Rick. And I hear that little boy say something. I said, "What'd you say?" He said, "Preacher Doug knows my name."
Yeah.
I had to stop.
Yeah.
I said, "Son, I ain't nobody." I said, "But I heard your name is written down in heaven. The Lord, yes. The Lord Jesus Christ knows your name."
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm glad He knows my name.
Yeah. He knows my name too. Yeah.
My name is written down. And you, in my mind, how does that work? We know that all the blood of Jesus shed from the garden of Gethsemane to the garrison to Golgotha, all that blood was shed along the way. Not one drop dried up into the dirt and vanished away. I believe they sent angels down to gather every drop of it. Because you know why? It's precious blood.
Yeah, it is.
It's pure blood.
Yeah, it is.
I think they carried it up and they put it on the mercy seat of God right now, where it is today.
Yes.
I believe when a sinner comes to know Jesus Christ, I believe the Lord leans up off His throne, reaches over and dips His finger. I believe He opens up the book of the redeemed and I think He writes your name in that book.
Yeah.
I believe the Lord looks at that name. He says, "I know him."
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm just having a good time tonight, all right?
Yeah, we are too.
You can pucker up if you want to. I'm going to have a good time.
Yeah.
You know why? Because my name is written down in heaven.
Amen.
I can shout. I can praise God. I can raise my hand. I can act crazy. But my name is written down. I'm happy that my name is written down.
Yes, sir.
And boy, I'm glad when I get in trouble. I'm glad when I need Him. He knows my name.
Yes.
I call out to Him. He said, "I know Him."
Yeah.
I believe it turns the head to move the hand of God. I know Him.
Yeah.
I know Him. You know, I tell you something else. Just to be honest. I want Satan to know my name. You say, "You're crazy, man."
No.
No, the more work you do, the more love you have for the Lord Jesus Christ, Satan's going to know your name.
Yeah.
He's going to know you.
Yeah.
If you go over to the New Testament, over there, Paul and them was pulling out demons out of people's lives, and this man and his son thought, "Hey, this is pretty cool. I'm going to make some money on this."
Uh-huh.
He brought these demons out of this man. And they looking at that guy says, "We know Paul. We know Peter.
Yeah.
But we don't know you."
Yeah.
And boy, they whipped the fire out of that guy that day.
Yeah.
I want Satan to know my name.
Yeah.
I want Satan to know that the power of God is all over me. I want Satan to know I have a big brother that's closer than a brother. I've got a God who'll never leave me or forsake me. I want God and Jesus to be right there. I want Satan to know I have backup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had my very own Abishai. Walks around with me all the time. People say, who in the world's that? I said, I don't know. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right, but it's close enough. I know who he is. David had a mighty man that was right here. Had David's... You remember when Saul had his army encamped in the valley down there? He said, who's going to go with me down in that valley? One man said, I'll go with you. Abishai. He snuck through all those soldiers. And David picked up the satchel and the sword of King Saul. That was Abishai. Throughout all the battles that David was in, he stayed behind David and watched his back. See, Goliath had four brothers. They was all fouling in battle. One had a new sword he just keeping. He didn't kill the first person with that sword. He was saving it for King David. We can read in the Bible where David was in the heat of the battle and David went down from exhaustion from being in a battle. This Goliath's brother came out of the corner. He says, I got him. He drew that big sword up and he was running for David. He was going to cut his head off. Abishai stepped out of the background and sucked his sword up in the... It gave the number rib that he sunk that sword into. He had somebody behind him all the time watching his back. I've had people say, I got your back. When trouble hit, yeah, they had my back. Way, way back. But I can tell you this. Jesus knows my name. He has my back. I want Satan to know he has my back all the time. I can stand in the pulpit and preach hell, fire, and brimstone. I can preach the glories of heaven, and I don't have to worry about Satan getting to me because I got backup.
That's right.
I can go in some of the hell places around and see a lost sinner and try to give them the gospel, and the devil wants to tear you apart, but he can't get to me.
Yeah, amen.
I remember my cousin, she had an aunt dying of cancer. I mean, it done got so bad, then I brought the hospital bed in the living room. She living in a little trailer. I went out there, and me and two other guys. Boy, I'm going to tell you, I could feel the restriction of Satan trying to get me to keep from getting to this woman. I stood up and started giving her the gospel. Here comes the door knock. Here comes four people walking in. Started talking to her, so I backed up. I get back over to her again. I take her by the hand. And I start giving her the gospel. The door knocks. Here comes six more people in this little tiny trailer. Before you know it, there's about 25 people in this little tiny trailer. I looked at Bob who was beside her. I said, this ain't going to happen. And all of a sudden, God says, it is going to happen. And I got up and I had an old boat all the way through that crowd of them people. Now the devil done fought it all the way to this point. And the people still talking to her. I grabbed her by the hand and I said, look at me, sister. You're dying, you're going to hell. This could be your last opportunity. Jesus loves you. He wants to save your everlasting soul. I said, would you like to get saved with all that junk going on in that little tiny trailer? In the midst of all that, Satan lost the battle. She said, I sure do. We started praying in that trailer. A hush come across that whole trailer as they heard that woman step over from death unto life. She was quickened that day. I'm glad I got back up. I'm glad I have a Savior that loves me, that cares for me, that saved me to the uttermost. Gives me an imagination I can imagine what it's like. I'm glad He quickened me and quenched the fiery flames of hell on me. Are we done? Boy, this must be a word that's 1,000 word letters long. Looking at this letter E and quicken. Word come to my mind was entering. One day, I'll depart this old world.
Yes, amen.
All the battles, all the strife, all the sorrows that we're going through, one day I'm going to be entering.
Yes, amen.
Into a place called heaven.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to be entering into the presence of Almighty God. The one that died for me.
Amen.
The one that loved me. The one that had my back. The other day there's going to be an entering for me one day, and I'm going to be going into heaven. Hey, are you going to have an entering in your life one day? When you're going to enter into heaven one day? You're going to enter into the presence of God? Boy, I'm looking one day. I'm going to get to heaven. Amen. I'm going one day.
Yes, amen.
Not because I say so, because the Bible says so.
That's right. Yes, amen.
I'm glad I got an entering one day.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yes, sir.
Let me back up because y'all done forgot what this is all about. Choose for quenched. He quenched the fires of hell away from me. You was for uttermost. He saved me to the uttermost. You can't get no more saved than what I am. Eyes for imagine. I can only imagine the splendors that He's waiting for me in heaven. See His care. I'm glad He cares for me. Oh, my land. K is no. I know the Lord Jesus Christ. I know who holds me in the palm of His hand. The E is for enriched. I'm glad I'm enriched in everything by the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I got up out of the bed this morning, not on my own power. I've been enriched by God. I'm here tonight, not because of my own power, but I'm enriched to God. I'm blessed to get to come here tonight. I looked at that letter again. My name is written down in heaven. Amen. Boy, I'm going to tell you, when that happened, there's a lot of people that say, what? You ever get that when you got saved? People say, oh, no, no, he didn't get saved. Are you kidding? The same one? The same one? No, 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 no. But I'm glad I know my name's written down. And I'm glad He knows my name. One day there's going to be an entering. I'm going to depart this world and I'm going to enter into the presence of Almighty God. I looked at letter D. Word delivered, come up.
Yes, sir.
I was delivered from hell. But I was delivered from the guilt of sin. I was delivered from the shame of sin. I was delivered from the wrath of Almighty God. Now, I'm going to say something that's going to probably blow your mind. And you're going to say, oh, that guy done went crazy. Do you understand your sin debt's paid in full?
Yes, sir.
People don't understand that.
Yeah.
When Jesus died, He died for all sin.
Amen.
Somebody help me here.
Yes, sir.
Why would I go to hell if all my sins paid for?
Right.
You won't go to hell for being in contempt of the death of the Son of God.
That's right. Think about that.
That's what you're going to hell for.
Yes.
The death of Jesus. He died for you. You rejected Him. You're going to hell.
Yes.
Let me illustrate this. We go over here, Brother Boyd, and take your little grandbaby. And we brought him up here, and we take turns. Everybody come in this building and start whipping that boy with everything we have in him. It's going to take Papa, Mama, it's going to take this whole church to keep them off of us. Mommy and Daddy, it's going to take 20 people. You probably have to kill them to keep them from getting to us. The wrath that they're going to have inside of them of us beating that little innocent child like that, the wrath is going to run so hot. Can I tell you, God was looking on the throne when they was beating our Savior, when they was mocking our Savior, when they falsely condemned our Savior, when they put Him on a whipping post and ripped His flesh off, when they hung Him on the cross and He died for the sins of the world. My God was watching that, and the wrath of Almighty God was fueling the fires of hitting hell down right now. I don't want no part of that.
Right.
I was delivered
Yes, sir.
From the wrath of Almighty God.
Amen. Yes, amen.
Man. Hell was not created for man. We can read in the Bible where the angels in heaven decided to go upon this. Lucifer had him a little band, and they was going to overthrow God and become God, higher than He was. Hell was designed for those fallen angels. A created being for heaven, not for man. But yet, the Bible tells me that hell enlarges itself daily. That tells us that our churches are failing. That tells us that we're not doing what we should be doing. I'm telling you, when I hear that verse of Scripture, it cringes inside of me because people are falling off our Baptist pews and into hell because they think they're all right with God when they never made a personal decision with God.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
We had that camp meeting up there, that preacher from Florida come up there. He shocked me when he said his greatest missionary field was not in the Philippines, wasn't in China. His greatest missionary field became his youth and his own church.
Yes.
They was brought to the church, carried in a little bundle, and they brought up in church, came to every revival, every meeting, Wednesday, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Bible school. They knew all the Jesus Loves Me song, This I Know. They knew all that by heart. And there they sit in the church, think they're all right with God because they came to church all that time and they never made a personal decision with God. My friend, you better run to Jesus if you're not saved today. This can be our last opportunity. Last chance to get saved.
Amen.
Death is not a respecter of a person. He'll take a young one as well as he will an old person. He don't care.
When death
comes a knocking, your soul will be required of you.
Amen.
Heaven or hell? Are you quickened today?
Yes, sir.
Are you going to heaven?
Yes, sir.
As they give us a song together. Mark, I tell you, I'm just going to turn it over to you, buddy.
If you are quick,
then
y'all being happy about it.
Yeah.
If you ain't happy about it, y'all.
What's the problem?